Hello.
Hi, is this Miss Mintz?
Yes, this is she. Hello.
Hey, this is Zach. You filled out a form on my website about your house on Patrick Avenue.
I did.
Yeah, how's your day going?
It's going well. How are you?
Good. Thanks for asking. So, I'm familiar with the property. I have a house off of, Richmond, and Branch Avenue. You're
Oh, okay.
familiar. Yeah. So it's right near there.
Yeah, not too far, yep.
So tell me what made you fill out a form today?
So I've just been trying to get some quotes. I'm thinking about selling my house as is and was just getting some quotes to see, what people were interested in it for. And yeah, just I've lived here for 9 years, and so I'm just kind of ready to spread my wings and live somewhere else, really.
I get it. I get it. Where do you have somewhere else that you're going?
Probably just somewhere temporary, like into an apartment until I think I want to buy land and either build or do like a modular home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. You kind of just tired of the city, or?
Yeah, just want something different. May even move out of Richmond, may move, somewhere else in another state. Not really sure yet.
Sure. But and so you want to move then, for
Yes,
sure.
for sure, yeah.
Now, do you just out of curiosity, 'cause I have houses in the area, is do you are you work do you work remotely, or does
I
your
do
job
work
allow you to
remotely,
kind of
yes.
okay, so you're kind of flexible
Yeah.
then. Okay, that's cool. That's good to know. What
Yeah.
if I'm since I'm talking about it, what do you do for work?
I work for VCU Health.
Oh, okay. That's
Yeah.
awesome. Do
Yeah.
some work at MCV at all?
So I didn't work there when it was MCV, but I've worked there now for about almost 8 years now, down at the hospital. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. That's neat how you get to work remotely.
Yeah, I love it. I do scheduling, and so I can do that from anywhere.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Lay down.
Well, I
Yeah.
mean, we're definitely interested in it. I've seen the house with, my own eye, and
Okay.
I know it's right there on the corner. So, I mean, what were you hoping to really to get with it? I mean,
I was thinking somewhere between 240 and 250. I had it appraised last year, and it was appraised at 270. So I think somewhere between like 240-ish, 250, between there is I think is my goal.
And you're just kind of looking just to do a cash type of deal, maybe flexible with, closing. That way you can kind of have the time, say, I don't know, 60, 90 days, so that way you
Yeah,
can.
that 60, yeah, 60, 45 to 60, I think is a decent time for us to get out of here and somewhere temporary.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I mean, typically when I work with people, I don't even, considering you need, that next place, I don't even do anything less than 90 days, because it's always a goal to get somewhere, and then, it sometimes it takes longer, and that's just the reality of things.
Right.
And there's 3 beds, 1.5 bathroom. Okay. What would you say is the needs the most, like touch up, if you had to?
There is some sheetrock that needs to be replaced from a leak that was fixed. Like new carpet, paint, stuff like that.
Right. Okay. New carpet, paint, gotcha.
It just had a new indoor and outdoor AC unit. It's okay. Put in last, when was that? That was in February, I think that was. What is this? This is May. Yeah, I think that was February. What,
okay.
Time isn't real to me. I don't remember when that was. But there was, it was recently, within the last, like, 6 to 9 months.
Right. Okay. Okay. So, I mean, if, you know, even if we were to be able to say, hey, we can do something potentially, I mean, is that even something that you're ready for, or?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I like I said, I reached out to a few different kind of companies to see what they were thinking, what their offer was, and so I'm just kind of collecting those and seeing which one will give me the best, you know, the best offer for this property.
I mean, we would be, I mean, you know, I know for cash sale, you know, cash is king. I don't think that's necessarily a secret, right?
Right.
You know, for something like this, to put, you know, some efforts into it and kind of bring it up to the standard, you know, with my name on it. You know, it, to be honest with you, you know, I spend probably, you know, $20,000 to $30,000 more on everything that, you know, I buy, and that's because I don't use just the regular, you know, standard.
Builder's great, right?
Exactly. So, you know, I don't necessarily think that we would be, you know, at that 240 range, but I don't think that we're that far off.
Okay. Definitely let me know what your, you know, what your final kind of offer is, and I will have someone coming out to look at it on Saturday, and someone just left not too long ago, and so, yeah, we can definitely see what you have to offer.
And I guess, you know, what are the people that, you know, are coming out and seeing it, you know, did he give you something that you wanted or not good enough?
So one offer I got was $232,000. The person that just came out earlier, she has, she said she'll get back to me this afternoon. And so that's the only offer I have as of yet. And then, like I said, somebody
and
is coming back to look out for that. Well, I'm not, I just want to, like I said, see what the best option is. I'm not hasty to take the money if it's not going to be close to what my range is. Yeah.
Right, right. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. And, you know, with anything, you know, anyone can tell you what you want to hear. And,
right.
You know, regardless if we end up doing something or you do something with someone else, just, you know, always vet your, you know, potential buyer. You know, we definitely would love to buy this house if we, you know, if it makes sense for us. But,
right.
You know, it's got to make sense for you as well. And,
right.
You know, we could be flexible on the close, you know, and do that, you know, 90, you know, 60 to 90 days, preferably 90, just because time moves fast and, you know.
Right.
Also, you know, we could kind of extend it so that, you know, if it goes beyond 90 days, you know, it's no problem. You know, we just have to stay in clear communication through the whole process.
Right.
So, yeah, we're interested in it. And, I mean, it sounds like you're still doing your homework, still, you know, trying to get the, you know, highest and best price, which is completely understandable. So, we're still interested in it and we want it, you know, if it makes sense. But, you know, like you said, you're not in necessarily a hurry.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm current on the mortgage and things like that. It's not a, like an emergency, but I just think that it's time for me to spread my wings, and I've been here a while. Like, I bought this house when I was 22, so I'm ready to do something different.
Right. Okay. And I mean, you know, as far as your timeline on making a decision, you just, is it really the price
waiting.
That's kind of the most important, or?
Yeah. That's the, yeah, pretty much.
Uh-huh. So, if I hear you correctly, you're just seeing it, you know, if you can get the 240, you're over it.
As close to the 240 as possible, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, just to clarify, it is 1.5 baths, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just give me a second here.
You're fine.
Just kind of brainstorming a few things.
And if you need to think about it and call me back, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is, you know, I know the area and I know the location. So, and just to confirm, it's about 1,600 square feet, right?
Mm-hmm, correct.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little bit more than I'd want to pay. But, I mean, if we would be flexible with you on the close, I mean, is that something that you would, you know, want to go forward with?
When you say flexible on the close, what exactly, what do you mean by that?
Just, you know, like I said, 90 days or after.
Yeah.
Before or after.
June 4th?
Yeah, June 4th.
Yeah.
So I guess it'd be like September.
Yeah.
I'll just say September 10th or something, because I have another close on that day as well. Okay, so we only get 240. I mean, I like the area. It's, you know, I grew up here. You know, I mean, from the outside, it seems like you've taken care of the place, you know.
Yeah, this was my baby for a long time.
Right. So, I mean, if we can do the 240, I mean, is that something that we would do, you know, you'd feel comfortable with doing today?
I would like to get all of my offers in. Again, I said up through Saturday I have somebody coming. I don't want to make like a hasty decision. I, of course, do like the offer of the 240, so you're now at the top of the list.
Well, I haven't really offered. I'm just asking if we were to go in that direction.
Well, I wouldn't want to make a decision today, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It gives me some time to think about a few things, too.
Okay. Yeah,
I buy about, you know, 10 to 15 houses a month.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, I mean, I guess, one question I have is what's going to change from here until Saturday? I guess is kind of what I'm trying to understand with, your timeline. If that makes sense for us, in which, I have to plug in a few things for it to, see what it looks like on the back end. And then, closing 90 days. What does that look like to you? I mean,
I just
obviously you
don't
want to
want
get
to
as
make
much
a
as you.
hasty decision, right? I want to make the most informed decision as possible. Like at the end of the day, it is an investment. So I want to make sure that I'm getting the best offer for my investment as possible. And so if you were to make an offer at 240, that's closer than the previous offer that I have, but I also want to get at least the two offers that I know are coming, or look at the potential buyers. I want to make sure that I also vet those as well to see if there's any
Okay.
interest.
Well, how about this then, too? What time do you think I could come Sunday to look at it?
Yeah, that's fine. I should be here. I don't think I have anything to do Sunday.
Okay.
What time are you thinking?
$1 million question right there. Let me. Thanks for being patient with me. I do
No, you're
appreciate it.
fine.
I apologize. I wasn't really expecting to kind of get this deep into the weeds.
Okay.
So I do apologize.
No, you're fine.
You tell me. It's Sunday. It's you just tell me what is the best for you, and we'll make it work.
The earlier in the day, the better. So I'm also, if you have like time during this week, I'm at home. So if that works better for you, I'm here. But I can have somebody here Sunday.
Okay. I was hoping that I could meet you just to kind of go over the place just to see if I have any questions about it, or
Sure.
I always, if I'm potentially going to buy something, I always like to meet, the owner.
Yeah, for sure.
So if you just, you tell me what time you'd be there, and I'll make it a priority to make that time work.
Is Sunday at 10 too early? I don't know how far you are.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
I'm
That's fine.
local. Like I said,
Oh,
I
okay.
have houses right down the street.
Okay, perfect. Yeah,
So,
Sunday at 10 works.
okay.
And remind me of your
We'll do
name. I'm
some.
sorry, I don't think I caught it.
Zach.
Zach.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Zach. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, and that way you have, your time to discuss, with anyone, and then we can just, if it makes sense, then we'll see what we can do. We'll hope for the best,
Right.
but
Right. Well, we want to make this work for the both of us. So,
sure,
yeah.
exactly. Yeah,
For sure, for
so
sure. So
you
I
don't
look
got to
forward to
sell it, I
seeing
don't got to
him.
buy it, but if it can make sense of it,
Let's do it. Right.
yeah, okay. All
Yeah.
right, well, I'll see you
No pressure.
Sunday at 10, and I'll just give you a text and
That's fine.
let you know, just to confirm, probably on Saturday, or but I'll be there one way or the other. If you call
Okay,
me,
that's
just let
perfectly
me know.
fine. Okay, that's
Okay.
perfectly fine. See you
All right.
Sunday.
Well, I look forward to meeting you.
You as well, Zach. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.